And 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israel striking back at Hezbollah in Lebanon as Israel blames the militant group for a rocket strike that hit a soccer field in northern Israel on Saturday, killing a dozen people. The IDF says it launched a series of strikes on terror targets Sunday. Hezbollah has denied responsibility for the strike in northern Israel. Two top Biden administration officials are in Japan today meeting with counterparts to discuss a range of issues. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken taking part in meetings with Japanese officials. Secretary Blinken.
This is an opportunity with the 2+2 to assess progress in fulfilling the commitments that our leaders made during Prime Minister Kishida's visit in April.
The leaders discussing China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific as well as North Korea's growing support for Russia. At least a dozen people are dead after a mudslide in southeastern China amid heavy rains from what remained of a tropical storm. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams issuing an emergency order Saturday, suspending parts of a new law that was set to ban solitary confinement in local jails one day before it was set to take effect. Adams cited concerns over the safety of staff and detainees as reason. For the first time in the company's history, Apple reaching a deal with workers at its first store to unionize.
The union representing 85 employees at an Apple store in suburban Baltimore announcing it struck a 3-year deal with the company that increases pay 10% and provides other benefits to workers. The deal comes after workers at the store authorized a strike in May, saying talks with management for more than a year had not delivered satisfactory outcomes. The Maryland location is one of only two unionized Apple stores in the country. The others in Oklahoma City. Workers there have yet to secure a contract with the company. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Fire crews in Northern California continuing to battle the Park Fire, which is now the 7th largest fire in state history. This is ABC News.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970. A high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tell me that you adore me. Reassure me that for you I'm a semi-god. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y se repite cual demente sin consciente no te va a parar. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me. Luego tú me extrañas, de tu vuelo soy tu cielo, soy tu sol. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir, sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y se repite cual demente, sin consciente, ¿dónde va a parar? Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me.
This is Back Sync Radio After Hours. Rob Roberts hanging out with you, bringing you a double dip of Automatic Lover. You can catch them next week at Atwood Fest. Atwood Fest is going on Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and 28th, right on the street of Atwood Avenue. Local music this hour is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio After Hours. Let's keep this Atwood Fest feeling going with Festette. See them Saturday, the 27th at 1:30 p.m. or on August 11th if you can't make Atwood Fest. Like, why wouldn't you go to Atwood Fest, though? At the North Street Cabaret Jazz Jam. This is Running from the Dance Floor on the Civic Media Network.
Just step into the dance floor. I promise I'm not here to bite you. There's nothing to be scared of. Step out here and move your feet and hold me tight and stomp your feet. I think you need some relaxation. I've had enough of all small talk. Your excuses and apologies make me sleep. So shut your lips and shake your hips and dance with me. Self-conscious thoughts are holding you back. Tied up in knots, you're under attack. Shake off those chains and loosen your brain. I guess I'll ask again. Why don't you step into the dance floor? I promise it will be a good time. You better start your dancing long before the night is through. I'll spend my night just living right. I'll dance with you.
Sweep you off your feet like I
Hollowed Bill on Max Inc. Radio After Hours. The weather this last week on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just amazing. Did you find yourself standing outside, maybe in a field, and you needed that local music? Well, we've got you covered. That smart device right there in your pocket, it'll play it with that Civic Media app. And you know what else? You know, Alexa, Google, and Siri, they'll all do the same thing. You just ask them to play maybe WMDX or 101 FM, The Shaw. Any of the Civic Media stations will just hook you right to the local music happening all weekend long. Then you might be lucky enough to hear Cruising Around coming out of your pocket. Of course, see them at Atwood Fest on Sunday, 7/28, or downtown Baraboo, August 8th, 7 p.m. Heart of Blue now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It ain't gonna get you.
Max Inc. Radio After Hours. We are local music on your Saturday night. The Mad Polecats will prove that to you. This is Big River on the Civic Media Network. Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Tell me everything's good, then you go again. Off the rails, my friend. Like it did time and again. I said, no, you know I won't go. You know I can't help it. It ends when we begin. See the fear in your eyes, think of what I did. Memory fails again while I wonder how long to hold my breath. Till your feet touch the ground again, you're turning blue, you say. I said, no, you know I won't go. You know I can't help it. It ends when we begin. Reaching out time and again. No one's home. Walking back down. Sins. Do you think that you can forget? I'm not the man you think I am. I never left you, my friend. I left myself back then. I said, no, you know who I won't go. You know I can't help it. It ends when we begin. I said, no. Back again, I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. I won't come back again. Pull the trigger and I won't come back again. Come back again, come back again, come back again, come back again, come back again.
Nothing, just another boring day.
Dini, The Strangers We Know, brought us back to the local music right here on Max Inc. Radio Saturday night. Then VO5, Soul Shiny Day. Reminding you that next weekend is Atwood Fest, day one, closing up the night at 8 p.m. on the 27th. You can see VO5 take the stage. Tonight's local stuff in this half hour is brought to you by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at LazyOafLounge.com. Next up, the Ryan McGrath Band on Max Inc. Radio.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Church pew. Three old maids in a front church pew. And one says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in a front church pew. And one
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Sync Radio's here to connect you to the local music. Jada James, she's up there across the bridge in Duluth, Minnesota on 814. Can't see leaving the great state of cheese? Well, then she'll be at Eden Prairie at Music Fest on 811. Beth and her band is next. She'll be doing great things at Atwood Fest, of course. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets will be taking the stage on Sunday the 28th. And if you're looking for just Beth and her band, on July 31st, she'll be in Mount Horeb. More information is out there on the social media things, and just type in Max Inc. Radio, because we are local music.
The riverbed is cracked and dry in this godforsaken town. With only people walking slowly, everyone's looking down. Such a long way, such a long way from here to heaven. Ooh.
dust in my ears, dust in my mouth, dust in my head, dust in my throat, dust in my heart, dust in my soul, dust in my creases. Trust my mind.
listening to Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. I'm going to leave you with some Lake Street Dive. You're hearing new things from them right now that's less than a month old. Join me at Breeze Stevens Field on 9/24. They'll be live right here in Madison. See you next week, everyone, right here on the Civic Media Network.
Don't paint me a picture. I'd rather ride and on.
Invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are...
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau? La Crosse or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.